Brothers and sisters, it may not be that apparent at first, but our readings in gospel today are all about transformation. In particular, the transformation that takes place inside of you and me as a direct result of those kinds of things that we consume and drink in on a regular basis. Transformation takes place inside of you and me as a direct result of those kinds of things that we consume and drink in on a regular basis. Now, the negative side of this truth is the harmful and even deadly effects of consuming a steady diet of many kinds of junk food that the world is trying to feed us today. Now, I'm not talking about potato chips and hot dogs and candy here. I'm not even talking about donuts. But I'm talking about the kind of junk food that the media, the government, and many mega corporations try to feed us on a daily basis. But before I go any further with that line of thought, though, I'd like to take a theme that you've heard me speak about many times before and develop it just a little bit more deeply here. Now, you may recall that I oftentimes talk about how you and I are called and anointed by our baptism to be the real presence of Christ in and for the world. I even ended a homily a few years ago with a question for us to ponder. The question was this: if we are not the incarnation, the real presence of Christ in and for the world, then who is? Now, if you'll notice, in today's gospel, Jesus tells us no less than 9 times in just 7 short verses that eating his flesh and drinking his blood is absolutely essential to our eternal life. Now, you and I know that everything that Jesus says, everything that he spoke, every word was pregnant, was absolutely bursting at the seams with meaning, deep meaning and lasting meaning. But the stress and importance that he puts on this teaching, it's absolutely over the top, wouldn't you say? So the important, the most essential truth of our faith then rests with our coming to understand just what it means to live our lives in such a way that we eat his body and drink his blood. Or as St. Paul puts it in our second reading today, to participate in the body, to participate in the blood of Christ. Now, in order for us to come to a deeper understanding of just what it means to eat his body and drink his blood, or as Jesus also puts it, what it means to feed on him, we need to take a closer look at our own celebration of the Eucharist. So in order to do that, I want to direct your attention to the center of the church, where we have our gift table. Please turn and take a look at the gift table. You see that table there? Now, if you'll notice, that gift table is not up here in the sanctuary. It's not close to the altar even. It's out there in the center of the congregation. And it's actually a part of the congregation. Do you know why? Well, take a look again at the gift table. Just Go ahead, turn your heads, take a look. Notice that there is a carafe there. And there is also a bowl, which we call the ciborium. What is in the ciborium? Anyone?
Bread?
Well, kind of, but not actually. The reality is that once that bread is brought from the sacristy and placed on that gift table, there is a transformation that has already begun. It's no longer just ordinary bread. A transformation has already begun to take place. It is your body. It is my body. All of our aches and pains. It's our young, virile bodies. It's our old, decrepit bodies. It's our brokenness. It's our strength. It's our good health, our sickness. All that our bodies are in that ciborium. And that is our offering. Our offering. So what then is in the carafe? That is our blood. It's your blood, and it's my blood. But let me clarify that a little bit before we go any further, lest you think I'm talking about something morbid. You see, during Jesus' time, the people thought of the human person as being made up not of a body and soul, or body and spirit. You see, the body-soul, body-spirit idea came later from the Greeks. That's Greek thought. And we still look at it that way today. We think of ourselves as body and soul. And when the soul leaves the body, what happens? The body dies. Well, in Jesus' time, there was a body-blood dichotomy. They saw themselves as body and blood. The life of every person was in their blood. So separate the blood from the body dies. So in that carafe is our blood, our life, our weakness, our strength, our worries, our dreams, our addictions, our talents, everything that our life has become, good and bad alike. It's your life and it's my life. These are our gifts, our offerings, and our sacrifices. This is what you and I will bring to this altar, our bodies and our lives, to be blessed, to be broken, and to be shared. But to be intimately connected with the body and blood of Jesus, which makes it the perfect offering. And offered together with Jesus to our Father. For the sake of each other and for the sake of the whole world, our flesh becomes part of true food. Our blood becomes part of the true drink that you and I, together with Jesus, invite the world to feed on. That's pretty heavy. Sisters and brothers, we are not invited to this Eucharist simply to watch and adore the transformation of bread and wine into the body and blood of Jesus. As members of the body of Christ, you and I are called and anointed by our baptism to become transformed by joining Jesus in his offering. Remember, the transformation that takes place inside of you and me is a direct result of those kinds of things that we consume and drink in on a regular basis. So what then, what kind of food are we eating and feeding others throughout the week? The junk food that the world offers? Or the true food and the true drink of Christ that we receive and we also become in the Eucharist? What are we eating? What are we becoming?